The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hour number two is here. If you missed the first hour, you can go back and listen to that or download at the Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. Casey usually gets that up about 10, 15 minutes from now. Give him a little time and he'll have that up for you. Or you can just jump on the YouTubes or Odyssey, rewind, fast forward. Except for in the future, for that would be impossible as I keep hammering on you. It's a 10 toes down Thursday. So get those in for 1215, 503-864, 6326. We'll circle back on this Blazer thing and the big nooner. And I see all your texts and comments. I do want to save some of those for then and maybe closing arguments as well. But let's take a small little palate cleanser. A story that I can't keep my eyes off that we've put off for a couple days due to being at goal and a bunch of footy talk and all this Blazer stuff situation is what's going on at Michigan right now. Look, I remember when Kyle Whittingham got the job, you know, and Danny, we both sat here and we were like, home run hire. You got issues.
Stellar human.
Yep, you got issues unquestionable everywhere.
Character.
Put the guy in there. He's a great face, good smile, great head of hair.
Mm-hmm. Great calves.
And a damn good football coach. Yeah. Let's not forget that, too. But stuff is starting to pile on the AD at Michigan, Ward Manuel, as the a former linebacker has sued the university, AD Ward Manuel, and the UM's Board of Regents for wrongful termination as he was fired during Michigan's elaborate sign-stealing scandal led by assistant Connor Stallions in 2023. So he is suing for that. There are other things that have come out a year before this. A deleted. Who wrote this? Anyway, I found this tweet. A year before, according to the Wall Street Journal, a year before Michigan coach Sharon Moore was fired for an inappropriate relation with a staff member, the school's athletic director, who would be Ward Manuel, told him not to travel with her anymore, according to a law firm investigation.
A year before.
So this, my friend, means you kind of knew what was going on the watch.
Let's just stop there. They always know.
They do.
They always. Again,
this one's caught.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Let's go back to the gambling of it all at Cincinnati, at Texas Tech, at every freaking school in the country. They all know. They've got a guy or two on their roster that's on DraftKings or on FanDuel doing something stupid. At Georgia, guess how many guys have gotten caught wrecking their cars? How many guys do you think have been pulled over and old Smokey made a call to Kirby, come get your kid?
Yeah.
How many times do you think that happened at Oregon? How many times do you think that's happened at USC? How many times that's happened at Ohio State, at Florida? It happens.
The only time it didn't happen in Pullman was because Kevin Lapina fell asleep in his car at the police station.
But you know what I mean?
I believe it was him. I hope I'm not slandering.
You know when kids get arrested or get taken into jail? They're out of control, acting a fool, right, challenging the officer, or you've got an officer with a chip on his shoulder who hates the school. Because in those schools, in those regions, you know what those guys do? They're big football fans.
Yeah, it happened right here at Oregon State.
Yes.
Again, it's not something very uncommon.
But again, I'm using all those instances like just to highlight the AD knows. Yeah. They always know. And if you think that some coach somewhere stooping some executive assistant, they're not that sneaky. They're not.
No, they're not.
Like, if you've ever been around an office play or office space, you know, fling around it, you know. The whole office knows. Everyone knows.
We all know.
We all know. If you think we don't know, we know. It's not, you're not, nobody's ever that sneaky.
Mm-mm.
Coldplay concert.
Happy anniversary. That's it's a year, ago today. The Detroit Free Press obtained the documents. These are the four key things. I've said some of them, but I just want to run through it for specifics. Manuel and other leaders allegedly knew about Moore's relationship with a staff member, quote, for years without taking action to protect the employee, end quote. That's some scary HR stuff right there. And the next one, Ono allegedly hid key findings of a private law firm's investigation of then-assistant football coach Matthew Weiss. Federal prosecutors say Weiss illegally used school devices and other equipment to obtain, to inappropriately obtain thousands of student photos, records, and other personal information. That is also an HR situation. Also allegedly directed a handful of key people, including Manuel, to take no notes or any other records of their meeting with the law firm when it presented the fundings of its investigation. That is obstruction of justice. And they never, quote, reported the evidence of cheating found on Weiss's computer, the law firm's involvement, or the results of the investigation of the Board of Regents, the compliance services offices, or the NCAA, and failed to hold itself accountable for the sign-stealing scheme in violation of both its NCAA requirements. That is according to the lawsuit obtained by Detroit Free Press. You know, Manuel's obviously going to stick up for himself. I love this place. My blood, sweat, and tears are somewhere in Michigan Stadium on the fields of play and in Schembechler Hall and on the track. So if it's up to me to face the challenges, I'll take them on. And whenever I leave Michigan, whoever steps in here next shouldn't assume Michigan is easy. Yeah, bro. It's a tough job.
Yeah, it's one of the five biggest jobs in college sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations.
And not just football, in all of college sports.
You just won a natty in basketball.
Yeah, it's a tough job. Nobody faults you for that. But you know it's not a tough job? Telling somebody, stop that relationship right now or you're fired.
Or firing them.
Yes. Or
that's
just, yeah.
The literal
yeah.
job.
Yep.
And again, there's another thing that's kind of going under the radar here. Harbaugh didn't know anything, remember? Didn't know about Stallions, didn't know about
Well, I think some of that with the coach stuff is tough. Like, Harbaugh is definitely guilty in this situation. But guess who skated free of issues at USC? That'd be Pete. Well, guess who's going to skate free of issues at Michigan? That's Jim Harbaugh.
Well, he's not, because he's not coming back to college.
But that's what I mean. I don't think Jim's ever coming back to college. I think he took a look around the room and was like,
well, I'm in trouble.
Got a natty. See ya, bye.
I think that he knew the writing was on the wall.
Without a doubt.
And not the changes of the college football landscape.
And I think
what was going on at Michigan.
And I think Pete did the same thing. He was like, a little too far.
But also,
went a little
I mean,
too far.
I think there's a little bit of revisionist history there, because Pete, the only reason he didn't get hit with it as hard is because the NCAA came down so hard and Reggie was the target.
Well, I know. And Sherrone Moore and this AD is going to be the target. And that's what's going to keep, because Sherrone Moore, like that situation.
It's on tape.
Say what you want about like sign stealing and the Connor Stallions and who's to blame and getting student records and all that kind of stuff is real shady. It ain't Sherrone Moore.
No.
That is an awful, ugly situation.
But also to pretend that Harbaugh didn't know about one of his assistants, that's foolish.
Without a doubt.
It's foolish.
Yep.
These guys, again,
maybe he gets here with a 10-year show cause. Well, cool. He's never coming back.
Look at Manuel. Like the whole idea of he knew for a year. If he knew, do you think Harbaugh knew? He's spending every day with him?
Mm-hmm.
He's in meetings with him?
Handpicked to take the job over.
Yeah. So if you don't think that he knew, look, again, to be a head coach at that level, to be an AD at that level at a top five university in the country when you're talking about college sports, if you don't know, you shouldn't have the job.
Right.
It is literally your job to know those things so that you can put out those fires and deal with them. That, again, the whole idea of Michigan being hard, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it, man. Look, I don't want to give credit here, but LSU has decided we're just going to not care.
Yep, yep. Here's Will Wade. Here's Lane Kiffin. Here's Kim Mulkey. We don't care.
We're going to tell you we don't care.
Hmm? I'd rather that route.
Than the pretense of, no, this is Michigan. This is this. Like, again, I hate this because it just – I've said so many times, if there's anything I could change about covering the NBA like I have for the last 15 years, it is to not know what I know. Not to know which players, which coaches, which agents, which front office executives are just steaming piles of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather not know that. I mean, I would, but you know what I mean?
Sometimes the ignorance sounds like a good idea.
It really is, but then you know who to trust, who not to trust. And when you hear certain things, you just kind of go, oh, okay. Like, that is what it is. You wish it wasn't, but that's the case. Like, And I don't want to lump everybody into this, because there are probably some, I mean, like, I have no reason to think that Kyle Whittingham isn't a good dude.
I have no reason to think that either.
The way his play
again, is, we said it, home run hire. I still think it's home. Now, I don't know if they're going to be any good this year, but that's a talent situation.
But
it's not going to be a coaching situation.
Or a culture situation.
Right.
Like, the number of guys that we talk to at Pac-12 Media Days and the way that they, the reverence, like, guys love their coaches, but then there's how you love Kyle Whittingham.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there is a difference.
Well, I remember when Utah came to the Pac-12, And I was like, Utah? What do we need more Mormons for? You know, like, starting to think about the insults. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, Herb was good there, but then he left, and who cares now?
And then you look at Utah's
record. And then it's
record.
Year after year after year of Whittingham whooping Dad A, And you're kind of like, dude, and then your schedule comes out, and you're like, we're on the road at Utah this
year.
We're
at Rice Eccles. Great.
Oh, God. And it came quickly, one of those things. But there was never any hatred, you know? It's kind of like when the Royals won the World Series for me. I was like, oh, man, a team from the Central? Good for the Royals.
Good for the Royals.
Yeah, I don't know.
The thing is, like, Utah's not embroiled in scandal after scandal after scandal.
No.
Now, they did pivot from Herb when he left.
Smart move.
To a very high character guy in Whittingham.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And if there's anyone that can clean up Michigan, it'll be Kyle Whittingham. But, I mean, that's only on the football side. Let's not forget Dusty May left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's enough. Now, I'm not claiming there are other skeletons in that closet, but Dusty May also got out. Maybe that's just because he sees Cooper Flagg and the Dallas Mavericks and says, That's a great opportunity.
And it is.
He gets one of his guys, and that is the natural progression. You were at FAU throwing lobs in a Final Four, and now you got Cooper Flagg and the Dallas Mavericks.
I would say,
not a bad life.
I would not put him on the pantheon of, the Mount Rushmore of guys that I don't trust.
Oh, he's got a little...
he's got some honorable mention votes.
He's got a little Dana Altman in him.
No, not Dana.
I meant the used car salesman kind of vibe.
That, yes, very much.
Is he not following exactly what Harbaugh did?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me dip out. Let me go to the league. Let me now, the have real, my name.
One
my
question,
name still is fine, but...
I will ask this question.
Behind me. That's in the past.
Are the Dallas Mavericks with Cooper Flagg and Moriz Johnson a better job than Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
He's always left for better jobs.
Right. Was the Los Angeles Chargers job better than Michigan head football coach?
Yes, because it's the NFL.
Right, but you see, you catch my drift there.
And he does love Herbert.
He does love Herbie.
But he also loves J.J. McCarthy, so.
He also loves J.J. Well, J.J., let's go back to this situation. We got to get out of here. We're way against it. Wade Manuel, no way he survives this, right?
I'd say no, but I've seen worse.
Yeah, I don't know what the NCAA will do because you know them. They're picky and choosy when they want to do something. They die on hills that people are like, okay, die on that hill. They're not going to vacate that title. Also, what you going to make them take down the banner? No. You going to make kids give back their rings? No. We were all there. We all saw it. We know.
It is what it is.
The number one franchise in Major League Baseball. We need more money. Next on The Fan.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm Serena Williams. and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Binary Brewing and The Fan have teamed up for the only Fan IPA available for a limited time. Taste The Fan with Binary Brewing's signature West Coast IPA. Go to Binary Brewing's Beaverton location and ask them about their only Fan. So good! Only The Fan and Binary Brewing can pull it off. Ipa, Ipa, Ipa. I had a nice Ipa yesterday.
Did you?
I did. I've had the OnlyFans. It's good. It's really good.
Great branding.
Great branding. I mean, it just plays with itself, you know, OnlyFans. Did I tell you that OnlyFans is one of my favorite?
Thank you.
Yikes. Now I get that.
I love that I just had to shoot a look to Case. Not a word spoken, just he knows.
I know. And I was like, what are you guys doing? Oh, right. I must have said something dumb. And it's gone. And it's absolutely gone, dude. What is wrong with me today?
You're getting whatever I had, probably.
Oh, man, I really hope not.
Yeah, the brain fog was one of the worst parts of that.
The New York Yankees, we'll just move along. The New York Yankees and the Apollo Global Management are in talks for alternative asset manager to inject between $2 billion and $3 billion into the ML club. This is via Sportico. It would be a combination of debt and equity, according to multiple people familiar with the details. What is Apollo Global Management? Well, according to Google AI, is a massive publicly traded alternative asset manager based in New York City. It invests in private equity, credit such as direct lending and distressed debt, and real assets like infrastructure and real estate. The firm also owns Athene, a major retirement services business that provides annuities and anemones.
Real quick,
what?
Who? What? 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 What do the Steinbrenners, as a family in sports, who do they mimic?
I would go with the Buss family of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Ding 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 ding. Do they have more money than God? No. Where do they get their money from?
Daddy.
And where did that money come from?
Buying the Yankees.
Ding, 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 ding. The only person who is a mom and pop shop who prints money necessary to keep the team and to keep it in the top rate status is one man and one man only. It's Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
He is the number one sports brand in the world. That is what you need to do outside of being one of the true billionaires. You know what's really fun about this? This is the Yankees crying broke.
I know. I really hate that all we do on the sports radio shows now is just talk about money adjacent situations. But boy,
but here's the thing: it was
gestures
always there.
Around the room at look at the economy right now.
But
in
not
America.
Just that; it was always there. Yeah. It's just that we're just becoming significantly more aware of it.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, Hal and Hank, when he was alive, were never big on baseball like Dad was. Mm-hmm. They run it like a business, mm-hmm. and. It's like, gosh, I can never remember his name. It's off the, on the tip of my tongue. The owner of the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. We talked about him months ago.
Yeah, he's
like that.
I want no, like, I'm not leaving this to my kids.
Yeah, my kids aren't getting this. Nepo,
they'll get the money.
Yeah, they'll get the money, but Nepo hires is, like, they don't love this game as much as I do.
Steve Biscotti. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. I couldn't remember his name. I've been thinking about it for
I
days.
I want to say Buscemi, and I'm like, that ain't it.
I've been trying to think about that without using Google search. Like, just like, you're going to get this. But it's been, like, 5 days, and I can't remember it. But he said that I don't want to leave this to my kids because they don't love the Baltimore Ravens like I love football. And I think you're seeing that with Hal right now, who's kind of looking around the room and going, okay, we have some debt. We'll eventually pay it off. We just kick this all down the curb, which is what a lot of businesses do in America. Mm-hmm. And he's probably saying, how do I get out of this? Now, the real question I ask you is why? Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to get out of this? Sure, you got some debt. I'm sure everybody's got some debt. I'm not killing you for that. But why are you cleaning the books up? What's the point of this?
What do you usually do before you sell something?
Clean the books up. What'd Joe Cronin do for the Blazers before they sold? Clean the books up. Pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine
Commanders.
In my lifetime.
Remember we found out about Dan Snyder in the books?
Not so good.
Not so good, Bob.
I can't believe in my lifetime that I would ever see. I was born in 85. I think George bought him in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Never in my life did I ever think the Yankees would not be owned by Steinbrenner. And that might be the reality here.
And again, to a point to the it's always been this way. We're just becoming more and more aware. Where did Jerry Jones get the money to buy the Cowboys from?
He's an oil guy, isn't he?
Yes, but also the Teamsters.
Oh, is he a big Teamster guy, huh?
Big old chunk of that money came. There's some mob ties to that money.
I like that.
Look, again, the money has always been there, and there's always been, you know, we use some heavy air quotes here, investors.
Yeah.
Like, Jerry Buss, when he bought the Lakers, like, that was a big deal. And he basically put everything he had into it. And then, where do you think the money came from out of that? Mm-hmm. The Lakers making money. And again, they sold it for a $10 billion valuation. They made out okay.
Hey, something that I didn't know. The investment would be in the Yankees' parent company, Yankee Global Enterprises, YGE, mm-hmm. which also includes 10% of Serie A's AC Milan. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
And why do you think it would
And they own 10% of NYCFC.
Why do you think it would go through the parent company?
Well, probably to clean up everything. I don't think they're selling Yankee Global Enterprises. Well, I mean, maybe they could. Well, because like FSG, it's been reported that Fenway Sports Group, they want out of the
baseball.
Red Sox,
yes.
But they don't want out of the Fenway Sports Group business. No. But that doesn't mean these guys don't want to either.
But again, why would you be cleaning the books up at the very top?
Because you're getting ready to move some assets.
When I hear that, that's exactly what I think.
I can't believe that. That would be such a crazy thing. How much do the Yankees go for?
Lakers went for 10, so probably.
Probably around there.
Right around there.
What if there's no debt? I'm sure the books were not super clean under the Buss family.
They ran lean.
Okay.
That was the whole thing. It was like
cheap owners?
Yeah.
Did they win titles being cheap owners?
Yes, but they probably also gave some aspiration deals. and they also had
Come on down, Tom Dundon.
They also
Danny just said it, he's pro Tom Dundon.
Real quick, do you know what the Lakers rights fees are for TV?
Oh, they make a lot of money off TV.
Take a wild guess.
Oh, I have no idea.
Just take a guess.
$100 million.
Double it.
$200 million?
Yep.
Dang.
Which is why I've got another doc. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Maybe it's a good Friday topic. The NBA and where they're going with their RSN coupling.
I saw this.
Yeah. This was being highlighted pretty strongly when they signed the new CBA. The new media rights deal. And it's very interesting that all the people that signed over-the-air agreements all had them terminate around the same time. It's very interesting how that lined up.
Boy, who had a worse week than Adam Silver? I don't know if anybody did.
Just
hey, what about Gary Trent Jr.? Hey, what about gambling?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Portland?
Hey, aspiration?
Hey, what about Kawhi?
Hey, remember you're supposed to have that taken care of? I love that he's like, it's very much though, we're all trying to find the guy responsible for this meme. It's like he's sitting out there saying, yeah, no, you know, that investigation should be wrapped up by now. Then why isn't it, Adam? You're literally doing it. What are we doing? You're
what would
the
you say you do here.
Exactly. Like exactly.
It was the most pass the buck thing I've ever seen. Like, looking around the room like, hey, we're all trying to find out who did this. Who's really responsible for this? Like, isn't that your office? Me? No, that's not me. That's not me. But again, whether it's the Yankees, whether it's the Lakers, the family-run business stuff, the Celtics.
Yeah, it's all going bye-bye.
The money is just too big, the debt too large, and even if you print money like the I almost called them the Yankees, the Lakers or Yankees, you have to be as big as the Cowboys in order, hilariously enough, to keep up with the Joneses.
Not, I like what you did.
Come on.
Not to mention that you have unstoppable spending limits and you have the pressure to spend all the time, otherwise the New York media goes bonkers. Mm-hmm. The Steinbrenners definitely want a salary cap. Steve Cohen doesn't care for the Mets.
Yeah, whatever.
He's like, whatever, dude.
I'm burning money anyways.
Yeah, I don't care. When we come back, did I watch the best sporting event of the year so far yesterday? Maybe. Definitely of the tournament. Get a little World Cup vibes next. There's Casey with sports. One last shout out to our friends at Gold PDX for hosting us yesterday for the semifinal of the World Cup. That was a lot of blast. Shout out to Paulina, our AE in-house, for making that happen for us. She's been very kind to this show. We owe her a lot.
Indeed. We love going out there. It's a blast.
It was a lot of fun. Things got pretty wild at the end of that game.
Yeah, after I left, huh?
After you left. Well, Anthony Gordon scores this goal in the 55th minute, and England deserved it. Like, mm-hmm. They were winning this game, and then the strangest thing, it's not really strange. You see it happen all the time, but rarely does it work. About 5 minutes later, England goes, you know what? Let's just park the bus. And they sat there and played defense against Lionel Messi and an Argentinian team who was relentlessly hammering the box. And what happens? Enzo Fernandez scores in the 85th. 6 minutes later, there he is. There's that guy, Lautaro Martinez.
Every time he subs on, he scores.
Super sub.
I just like, play the guy.
I hate that guy so much. I don't like Enzo Fernandez either. And guess who delivered both balls in? That would be Lionel Messi. Let's not forget that Alexis McAllister also hit the post twice, mm-hmm. one on each side, and Jordan Pickford made some amazing saves in that game. What Thomas Tuchel decided to do in that moment, hey, this is all working. This is working. We're winning. You know what? Let's change it.
I don't get you know what it screams to me? Mm. Let's play for PKs.
I think they thought they could play for 1-0.
You think so?
I do.
Well, I'm saying, like, worst case scenario.
We'll
play for PKs. Mm-hmm.
Because it was shortly after that, let me see, when's the last one? In the 81st minute, Argentina was out of subs. And if you go to extra time, that's going to be a slog of a game, mm-hmm. and then probably go to a shootout. But the idea of...
Argentina said, we're not doing that.
The idea of England parking the bus. You look at this momentum thing, the momentum tracker that we have now, mm-hmm. in the game. It is heavy England until the goal scores. After the goal, England doesn't appear once.
I don't...
Look, man,
it's a complete opposite of Poch.
Agreed.
They picked up that red... And they doubled down on who they were.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Belgium game notwithstanding, they said, this is our identity. Mm-hmm. And England has been a progressive, attacking, pressure squad the entire World Cup.
Yeah, there was a lot of unfortunate stuff, too, that came across through that situation as well. Like, Jude Bellingham was gassed. He was doing a lot of extra work on defense, and mm-hmm. they needed him to. But then I saw a big push, a big counterattack, and I was like, oh, where's Jude?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of one of those moments where you felt, this is that classic England goal we've seen in the last three rounds. Look, I know I have been really hard on Argentina throughout this whole tournament. I think they've been lucky to win a lot of games. I think the gods smiled in their favor for once. Look, refereeing was fantastic yesterday, I thought. I thought it was great. I got no issue with it. It was chippy. It was physical.
Shout out to MLS ref who let it go. And early on, it was those first 15 minutes were contentious.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He looked around when it got a little too out of pocket, and he's like, all right, you're going to make me do this? Fine. Yellow, yellow, yellow. Everyone shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I've set the standard. We're allowing physicality. Figure it out. Which, heaven forbid, you let a game just play out. And you saw both sides kind of, you know, bleeping and complaining, just back and forth about, you know, well, what about this? What about this? Like, I'm letting the little guy, who's the greatest player we've ever seen, get bullied.
Mm-hmm. He did let him.
And if he gets bullied, guess what?
Y'all are getting bullied. Yeah, I love that he let them have that approach. Also, that's kind of the English way in the Premier League. It's a physical league. There's a
outside
reason.
Outside of the MLS, of the Premier Leagues in the world, the Premier League is the most physical.
Without a doubt. I mean, Liga MX is scary.
I said, of the
big ones.
Of the big
yes.
four, big five,
yes.
It is the most physical.
There's a reason Lionel has never played in the Premier League.
He doesn't want to go over there. Look, and
I don't want to do that.
I'm not going to say it's taking away from him, but it wears on guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go look at rosters in the Premier League, where do you find the biggest players in the world playing?
Usually in the Premier League, yeah.
It's a bigger league.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think this is the worst loss in England history.
Because you had everything?
You're up 1-0 in a semifinal against Argentina. You got Argentina again for the third time in the World Cup. But the other two were in quarterfinals. Dude, you haven't been to a semifinal since 1966. You're up a goal and kind of dominating this game. That game was going exactly how I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anthony Gordon gets subbed off for Konsa? Wait, you're bringing in a central defender for the attacking winger
mm-hmm.
who Barcelona just bought for $130 million? Why? And then you start seeing some of these other substitutions. Dan Byrne comes on for Reece James. It's like, because he's tall? But Reece, like, creates.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Nico Reilly come in for Declan. I think Declan was wasted there.
Yeah.
But you waited until the 96th minute to put in Marcus Rashford. You left Bukayo Saka on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
You left Madueke on the bench. Ah.
Like, if you wanted to pull Gordon out and you went with Rashford.
I'm totally fine with that.
I get it.
I got no problem with that. But the idea
Let's get fresh legs because we're running. We're running hard. We're counterattacking hard. Maybe Gordo's tired. Maybe he ain't got it. Maybe whatever it is.
And to Panda on the YouTube who's saying, worse than the hand of God, WTF you on, Harris. Yeah, man, I think it's worse than the hand of God. Diego Maradona punched the ball into the goal that's not on England.
Yeah.
He cheated. Okay? Beck's red card 98, that's on him.
Yeah.
That's on him. That's cleats up right to the leg. This is a semifinal of a game you were dominating, and your coach decided to change tactics from what was working? Guess what happened, too? The crowd got into it.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd got into it.
How did the crowd react coming out of halftime for Argentina on site at goal?
A little quiet.
Mm-hmm.
A little quiet.
What happened when they scored?
When England scored?
No.
When Argentina scored?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I thought they were going to burn down the corner of 18th and Hawthorne.
What do you think it was like in that building? From the time they evened it up.
It's just the first goal. When Argentina scored the first goal, I was like, this thing's done.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they sneak it out, but I think this thing's done. I'm looking at the FOTMOB ratings. You know I was telling you about this?
Oh, yeah.
Highest rated England player, that'd be Declan Rice at 7.6. The highest rated player of the game is on Argentina. Who do you think it is?
I mean, it's Messi. And then their entire midfield.
Kid's good.
Did anybody for England in the midfield rate higher than Argentina's midfield?
Declan, but if you're looking at colors here, England has two greens and all oranges, and Argentina has 1, 2, 3, 4 oranges, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 greens and a blue.
Mm-hmm.
Blue is what you want.
The blue's good,
and that's Lionel up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think you blew it.
Let me guess. England subbed off the two positive players. I mean, I know the answer is yes.
Declan had to come. Yes, the two positive players were subbed off. Declan and Reece James. Declan is exhausted
yes.
from a Champions League final and winning the Premier League, and Reece James is constantly hurt. But you are correct. You are correct. Both players with greens were subbed off.
And again, neither Rashford till late.
The 96th minute.
And no Saka.
No Bukayo.
Rami, again, who are two of the most positive attacking players in the world?
I mean, Bukayo, if he's healthy.
Again.
But Rashford has looked good this tournament.
All things considered. I mean, look, I mean, critical is the wrong word. I've been critical of Argentina for like, hey, you know, you guys haven't had great first halves. Maybe you should start Lautaro. Maybe you should get him out there because every time he gets on the pitch, that ball's ending up at the back of the net.
I hate that guy.
He got 5 goals now?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
I swear he's got 4 or 5.
Let's see here.
Like, it seems like every single time he's subbed in, he's scored. He's been nuts. It's like, come on, man.
He's got three.
He's got three, okay.
All of which came this tournament. Yep. Yeah. Three in his career.
And all his subs. For a team that's struggling to score, it's like...
He played 9 minutes, technically, because you don't count stoppage time.
Yeah.
He played 9 minutes and had a goal.
I mean, he's probably played collectively 40 minutes.
Well, I think you can safely say that Lionel Messi is probably the greatest player in the world, whether he wins this World Cup or not.
Look, what's he got, 12 points in this World Cup? Eight goals, four assists?
I already thought that Messi was the GOAT after winning the last World Cup. If he pulls this off against Spain, step aside, friends. Come on down, buddy. It's all yours.
I don't know what you do with it.
I don't think you do anything with it. I think you just accept it and move on.
Remember the whole idea of like, well, he's old. I don't know if he still got it.
Yeah, but we've talked about this for weeks now about this tournament. Changed his game. Miami let him change his game and let him do the wander around thing and turn it on when he needed to turn it on. And Argentina has adapted to that as well. And yesterday's the most I saw him run of the entire tournament. Mm-hmm. You could there was a moment that Argentina could tell, whoa, 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 guys. We can do this. Mm-hmm. And I think Messi was at that forefront. That's why he has the armband. Messi's there saying, we can do this, guys.
Chill.
And guess what?
We got this.
They did.
I wonder how much the Egypt game gave them that.
Had to have. Gives them that belief.
Mm-hmm.
I also wonder if they knew that England would choke. Didn't see him choke like this.
Remember, we talked about it. The ghosts.
How great does a team like Cabo Verde look right now?
They look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They look like wrong group. Wrong mm-hmm. side of the bracket. Otherwise, they'd be further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Imagine Cabo Verde in the semifinal.
That'd be amazing. I mean, Morocco was in the semifinal 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but they're not an island nation of 300,000 people.
That is also true.
The size of Connecticut.
Yeah.
That is also true.
Nuts.
When we come back, Web Gems, everybody's favorite, 105.1 The Fan.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
All right, everybody's favorite Web Gems, do it every single day at 11:45. Also let you know, coming up in the big nooner, it's a 10 Toes Down Thursday, 5:03 864-6326. You ask the questions, Danny and I answer them. Can't, no fence sitting here. You got to put 2 feet flat on the ground. We will get back into some Blazer discussion as well. WebGems is brought to you by... It's 11:55, bro.
We're ahead of schedule.
We've been really bad at this of late.
Ahead of schedule.
Been really bad at this of late. WebGems comes to you from the NBA deciding that there will be no discipline for Bam Adebayo punching Tyler Hero in the face because, well, Tyler might have talked some mess and got hit. See, I wish they would.
How is there no video?
That's the truth. I wish leagues operate a little bit more of like, if you see like headhunting in the NFL, all right? Mm-hmm. A guy leads with his helmet, just blows up a wide receiver, but that wide receiver was kind of being a D the whole game. The NFL just goes, I mean, you kind of deserve that.
What happened when Juju Smith-Schuster crackbacked Vontaze Burfict the play after Burfict put AB
in the hospital
in protocol?
Yeah. You know, you're like,
throw the flag for the penalty.
Yeah, you get the penalty. There's no fine. There's no suspension. You probably deserve that.
You know who does this the best?
Hmm.
The NHL.
Well, I mean, that's part of their game.
Well, they can punch people.
But that's what I mean. Like, you know why stuff doesn't get too out of pocket? There's a repercussion for your action. You're gonna get hit.
Well, but that's part of their game, though. Like, that's not part of, you know, NFL football or basketball.
Ooh, I disagree.
On the field, if you punch somebody on the field in any of those games, you get a penalty.
I'm not talking about punching somebody. Guy acts out of pocket, you get a crackback. Guy gets thrown to the ground.
But you might still get a 15-yard flag.
Yeah, but you get a 5-minute major for fighting, too. But things are handled. Like,
I don't know if those are the same. I think those are a little different. Fighting is part of the culture of the game.
But
that's repercussion. This is more just dropping gloves and let's go.
Now, where does most of the fighting come from? Somebody got out of pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There's a tone setting of like two captains going at it on a face-off to start a game. Like, let's get this out of the way. But there's also, the enforcer gets paid to make sure the star doesn't get hit. Nobody takes cheap shots. And when they do, guess what? You know, Dustin Bufflin's coming over here, 6'5", 300 pounds, to come whoop your butt.
Are you talking about my girl Sophie Cunningham?
I mean, she's a little bit of that. But yeah, like,
she's definitely the protector of Caitlin. Yeah. She definitely is the protector of Caitlin.
But yeah, like, and you have that in the NFL. You know, you get an offensive lineman that's going to make sure, hey, the next time around, that guy took a cheap shot, a late hit after the quarterback. Oh, that's weird. I dove on the pile and pushed it a little bit further.
Shout out Marquise Pouncey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, my cleats accidentally hit the back of your leg, Albert Haynesworth.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you bleep around and find out.
Yep.
Now, in the NBA, it's usually, you know, it's rarer and rarer because of what it is. But
also, I think a majority of NBA guys would look terrible in a fight.
There's NBA guys that want to fight.
Yeah, exactly. But I think a lot of those guys would look really silly. Can you imagine Durant throwing blows? I bet you it looks so weird. Yeah.
The guy's name is James Johnson. Mm-hmm. And anyone else,
Bloodsport,
you're not fighting.
Well, no, Steve Adams.
I was about to say, Steven Adams can probably land a right.
Depends. Depends who's out there.
It doesn't matter if he throws a punch or not. He just gets a hand on you.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
He just gets the mitts on you.
He took 6'10", 250-pound Tony Bradley, picked him up like a child and walked him 20 yards away. And you just watched Tony Bradley's soul leave his body. Like, I have never in my life been manhandled the way that I'm being manhandled right now. And Steven Adams made it look like he was picking up a loaf of bread.
Let's get into the big nooner. We'll circle back into this Moda Center situation. I've got a bunch of stuff that I want to read from you guys as well. 503-864-6326. Also, get your 10 toes in as we will do that as well. Two down, one to go here. The firm of Harrison Marang, 105.1 The Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.